Hey everybody, it is May 3rd, 2021, and we are definitely in spring. So I do hope you are continuing to spring into action. You are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiyana's Lip Smackin' Podcast, and I am your co-host, Dawn Chanel. Again, thank you so much for clicking in and sticking in. We do appreciate you each and every time that you do. If you like what you heard, then spread the word. As you know, we're here for hot topics and consumer reports and a little bit of something extra here and there, okay? All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get started with this show. Take care.
Do you guys know who Hester Ford is? Well, if you don't, Hester Ford was the oldest person in the world, and she has passed away. She died peacefully in her home in Charlotte on this past Saturday. She was 116 years old, a beautiful African-American woman, and was the matriarch of a huge family. She had 12 children, 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and 120 great-great-grandchildren. That is remarkable. She lived a beautiful life. And I'm so glad I was able to learn about Miss Hester Ford. Did you guys see that Young Thug and Gunna did some excellent work this week? Young Thug said he woke up, I guess he contacted Gunna, they're on the same record label, and they got up, they went, they got a couple DAs, they got some attorneys, they got some bail bonds people. They went to Fulton County, and they posted bond for 30 inmates, that were being held on low level crimes. They made a statement saying that sometimes people are sitting 2 and 3 years in jail because they couldn't make the low bond because of, you know, their low crimes. And they took it upon themselves to get 30 inmates out and reconnect them with their loved ones. That is such a freaking beautiful story. I wish we heard more about this. Like, this excites me. This is really, really dope. It's really, really dope. I like hearing the story. So again, this is Young Thug and Gunna. Good job. Shout out to our everyday heroes. There was a UPS driver that delivered a package to a residence, and it's a mother, and she has two small children. Her four-year-old, his name is Max, he usually gets the packages. So this one particular day, he hears the doorbell, the UPS guy is there, he goes outside. The package is too big, though. It's a 97-pound box. The box falls on Max, and he's screaming, "Mom, help." The UPS driver is getting ready to leave, turns around, and runs across a busy street to help the little boy. So he is being deemed the UPS hero of the day. And the video footage is actually cute. It was all caught on the family's Ring camera. Super, super cute. And like I said, there are heroes everywhere, but we like to honor them when we see them. So as some of you know, I've been on my fitness journey, but when I say fitness journey, I mean like hardcore. So during the year, I will do hikes. I will, you know, I do about 9 miles a week. That's my personal goal. And I have this app on my phone that kind of keeps me accountable to make sure that I do my, my miles. Recently, I joined this fitness camp, and I did a 21-day challenge that I successfully completed. And before doing this challenge, I was thinking, you know what? I might as well save some coins, and I can go and have, you know, some surgery done. I could have them take the fat from my stomach, push it to my butt, you know, I don't know, make my stomach, make my my waist smaller, by, you know, pushing some fat to the back. And I was like, you know, that seems pretty safe. That seems pretty healthy. I don't want any implants. I want my own fat just moved to a different area. And then I read an article that came out. I think it came out earlier this week There was two young women, they were from Long Beach, California. They decided to go to Mexico and have surgery done. They went to a surgeon who did three surgeries in the same day. One girl died. One girl is not doing good. And another girl, they don't have any information on her. Come to find out, the doctor doesn't even have a license. You have to stop and think. It's time to start loving yourself. Surgery, what is surgery going to do for you? I honestly feel that if you work hard, you can achieve whatever you want by just working hard and stop trying to cheat your way to your goals. Just do it the right way. Change your diet, you know, up your vitamins, do whatever you need to do, get a fitness trainer, but surgery is not always the answer. I feel so sorry for these young women out of Long Beach. Their family is never going to have them back. And it's a shame for a surgery. It's just not worth it. And there's more out of life than that. Moral of the story is work hard and achieve what you want on your own. Were you guys able to check out the Red Table Talk with, it's with Jada Pinkett Smith and her daughter Willow and her mother? Well, Willow comes out as this new thing called polyamory. Have you guys heard of it? It's where you're in multiple, and I say multiple, intimate relationships at once. Willow has this theory where she's like, I think traditional marriages are dead. People are ending marriages and divorce. And if you just love a group of people at one time, everybody can be happy. Let me know your take on that. Me being a newlywed, please let me know your take on that, because I only love one person and that one person loves me back. And it better stay like that. Not a group of people. Like, I feel like when you get into numbers more than one-on-one, it becomes messy. It's too much stuff involved. And yes, okay, maybe this group, everybody knows about each other, but I mean, there's jealousy that comes into play, and it's like, who's with who on what day? Do you guys have a calendar that you sign off on? I don't know. Do you guys have an app on Style Seat? I don't know. I have lots of questions, and I kind of just want to know, what do you guys think about it? I saw some very disturbing footage. I think it was yesterday. It was of a funeral. It was a young adult, and the family was trying to have a funeral. His rivalry gang members stormed into the funeral, and they proceeded to pick this man's casket up, and they stole the casket. Let me repeat myself. It is a funeral going on. People are crying. People are sad. They are sitting down trying to listen to this sermon that usually happens at funerals. During the midst of this sermon, they look up. A crowd of young men walk in. They walk up to the casket and they carry the casket out as if it's a party or is if they're honoring him, but they are rivalry gang members that steal the casket during the funeral. I don't even know what I would do. Like, you have a family members in pain. You have mother, father, grandmother, kids, whoever else. To storm in a funeral and steal a casket? What is the world coming to? I don't have any details about the city. I don't have any details about the state. I just know that I saw footage and it was very, very disturbing. And to our younger generation, we got to do better than what we've been doing. We's just got to. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. You guys, this is Dawn Chanel. And I just want to say, if you are looking for like a stress reliever on social media, a platform where you can scroll, giggle and laugh, chuckle and smile, okay? Stuff that compels you to want to share the the content because it's so funny and good. If you're looking for something like that, then I highly recommend you check out TikTok, okay? TikTok. I myself am a TikToker. Yes, I love TikTok. You can make short 1 minute videos or 15 second videos or whatever, and you can, there's, you know, the dancing trends and the voiceovers, or, you know, simply talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's a lot of creativity on this platform. And when you scroll, you're always scrolling into goodness. It's not like some of the other platforms out there who, unfortunately, over time have become taken over by heartbreaking stuff, right? People like to post a lot of negativity and pain. But in TikTok, so far, I haven't seen a lot of that. Sometimes I'll see a little something that kind of is like, oh, why'd you post this? But for the most part, TikTok is an amazing, fun party to be on because it's all about laughter and it's all about quick entertainment. You can get swept away in it, but in moments where you need to get swept away, like if you're in a waiting room, you know, maybe your car is being worked on, or you can't sleep or something, you need to pass the time. I think TikTok, perfect name for passing the time, is as a clever social media platform, and I really like it. Like I said, I'm on TikTok. I make TikTok videos. And I think they're funny. And I'm almost to the point now where I can go live on my TikTok. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun, where I can interact with other people who like TikTok, right? I can do grow parties. A grow party on TikTok, basically on TikTok, when you're making your videos, you want them to be seen. And in order for them to be seen, you want to have a collection of followers or whatnot. So you want to grow that. So in order to grow it, sometimes people will have a live grow party on their page where they are having, you know, playing games and having people tag each other and really engaging in a group chat and growing accounts and followings. And once you grow your account and following to, like I said, 1,000, oh, I didn't tell you, but if you grow it to 1,000 followers, then you will be able to go live and do things like that as well, or whatever you want to talk about on your live, you'll be able to do that. So if you're into making money and teaching others, you can do that. If you're into spirituality, you can do that. There are people who read tarot cards live. There are people who just like to dance and sing, have fun live. There's a lot of TikTok dances. So there are people who are showing you how to do the TikTok dances. So it's just a fun thing. So anyways, like I tell you guys, we bring you consumer reports, and TikTok is a great social media platform that I find to be fun, fluffy, and just a stress reliever. So check it out when you get an opportunity, scroll around in it and find some fun in it, because it's fun. If you're the kind of person who likes to do videos, they're quick, fun videos. And there's something about this atmosphere on TikTok that people are more engaging. They're more welcoming. You'll get more views. You get more support. Even if you don't even know these people yet, you're going to get support on TikTok. So, yeah. Anyways, enough of me promoting TikTok. I just think it's a fun website. So check it out when you can. It's an app. Get it on your Android or Apple phone and have a blast. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll be back with some more information, you know, soon. Obviously, I'm not out of here, but I'm out of this topic. All right. And other consumer news, if you are having plans to go to the Staples Center, there are some changes. You know, it's a whole new world, a whole new normal. And here are the changes. You have to present either proof of a full vaccination, all right? Or you have to have a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of the event, okay? So you got to show proof of a full vaccination or show a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the event. And then another rule are face coverings are required. All right. So it doesn't matter if you do show that you don't have the, you know, COVID or you have the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask. It is required. You are not allowed to bring any bags or purses into the Staples Center. You can only bring things into the Staples Center that can basically fit in your pocket. So don't even think about a fanny pack. That's still considered a purse or a bag. Only things that can fit in your pocket, okay? Cashless payment. So make sure that whatever you're putting in your pocket, it doesn't need to be money. Make sure it's a debit card of some sort. Or if you have your phone with the Apple Pay and Google Pay and things like that, you would have to do cashless payments because they are not taking any cash. When it comes to the concession stand, there's going to be an area for that. You are no longer allowed to snack on your concessions in your seats. That's no longer allowed. And then you'll see that there is some additional distancing from the floor and the stadium seating. So those are the changes that you can expect to see when you go to the Staples Center. But I guess on the bright side, we are allowed to go back to the Staples Center. So again, we are going back into our new normal, okay? Get used to the new normal of being safe. And make sure you, if you're gonna go, it's really important that you show that vaccination or you have that 72-hour test done. Do not miss your fun time at the Staples Center because you didn't get your test in time or you don't have your vaccination information. All right, guys, my name is Dawn Chanel. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a Consumer Report. Okay, so now that vaccines are rolling out and people are able to get them according to your age, the question is, when are they going to be available for our youth, meaning under the ages of 16. Well, according to ABC 7, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could expand COVID-19 vaccines for 12 to 15-year-olds as early as this week. Health experts say the agency is expected to grant emergency use authorization for Pfizer's drug for the age group any day now. The decision would allow middle school students and all high school students to get the shots. Now, Pfizer says clinical trials showed the vaccine was 100% effective for that age group. Right now, its vaccine is authorized only for people 16 and older. Now, according to Caleb Chung, who's 12, that participated in the company's trial earlier this year, he said that he definitely hoped we get back to whatever we would call normal. And that's why he wanted to participate in it. If authorized, that age group may start receiving the Pfizer vaccine later this month. Experts say vaccinating younger populations is critical because even though they are less likely to get seriously ill, they can still contract the virus and spread it to others, especially when indoors or interacting with people outside of their household. So this is all good news. We are moving along. We have come so far along than when around this time last year. So we are very happy that we are getting more answers and feeling safer and experiencing what we are calling the new normal and accepting it for what it is, right? So it is what it is. This is a new time, new age, and hopefully that's really, you know, it's really good for the kids that are 16 and under, well, 15 and under, 15 and under, because now with them, it's 100% effective. So that's even, it's even better because that's better than what we're getting. Okay. So power to the youth. All right, guys, this is Dawn Chanel. Thank you so much for listening. All right, so let's talk about Mother's Day. It's right around the corner, and as you know, we want to always get our mothers the best gift possible. Well, according to ABC7 and their consumer reports, there are some tips that they are laying out for us this year, and I wanted to share them with you, all right? Because, right, we want our Mother's Day to go smoothly. If you're planning to buy your mother something special for Mother's Day, it matters who you buy from, right? Flowers are always a popular gift for the annual holiday, but every year there is disappointment when the flowers are not what you thought you paid for, or even worse, don't show up at all. So guys, if you go to abc7.com and check their consumer reports, they are talking to you about what we can do. So again, it goes on to say, when you order online, be sure to take the time to research the company. See if it has a history of complaints from disappointment or disappointed customers. If you can, consider shopping local. That way, it'll allow you to tell the florist exactly what you want and you can pick up the bouquet in person. And that's always better if you're gonna go ahead and give the gift to somebody and you can give it to them in person and you can pick it up and really see what you're giving them. Feels good, right? So if you are shopping online, beware of flashy deals on social media. They are often too good to be true, and scammers could be behind those ads. True, guys, true. I've been one to order things off Instagram, and let me tell you, I don't have such a success rate on the things that I have received. But anyways, not only are you not getting the product, but opening yourself up to identity theft and potentially giving a scammer your credit card information. And this is coming from Mallory Wojciechowski with the Better Business Bureau. She explains that in the article. Another thing you should do is always look at the return policy. If there is no return policy, you will not have any... Well, if there is no return policy, you will not have any options if your purchase fails to meet expectations. Now, here's the thing. I didn't even know you could have a return policy on flowers. So that's really good to know. Finally, if you're buying gift cards, be sure you're buying from a business that is doing well, especially since the pandemic. Many people have been left with worthless cards or gift cards after a business closed up shop. Trust me, I understand because I have movie theater gift cards right now that are hold no value to me, and I can't trade them or get any movies for them. So giving a gift card, although it was a great gift, had I not procrastinated and waited too long to use my gift card, then perhaps I wouldn't have a problem. But yeah, you really want to make sure that you are paying attention to who you're buying from, like the article says. So I wish all of you a beautiful, happy Mother's Day this month, and really consider what you're purchasing and who you're purchasing it from. Make yourself like a cool basket and get stuff from different places and fill the basket up and make it all cutesy and everything. Those are always fun to get, you know, a basket full of like foot care stuff, skin care, you know, maybe some clear gloss, some smell good stuff, things like that. So baskets are always a good choice. Anyways, hopefully that can help nudge you in the right direction to finding the perfect gift for the mothers in your lives. Thank you so much for listening. All right, everybody, this is Dawn Chanel. I have to tell you about this story, courtesy abc7.com. This is a goodie, guys, and I stumbled across it, and you got to hear about this. I think the name is pronounced Zoe Roth. She's a 21-year-old senior at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And this is from the News and Observer. She's also a face behind one of the internet's most enduring memes. And that meme is called Disaster Girl. It's basically a picture of her when she was 4 years old. At the age of four, her father took a now famous picture of her grinning at the camera with a house burning in the background. That house was set ablaze as part of a training exercise for the local fire department. But the picture, without context, spawned countless dark captions and birthed the title Disaster Girl, according to the News and Observer. But until now, internet famous people didn't really have a way to cash in on their notoriety. Now, things have changed, I guess. Part of a new craze to own digital assets such as music, photos, or in this case, memes, they're created via blockchain, like cryptocurrency. Non-fungible essentially means one of a kind, something that can't be replaced, unlike, for example, a dollar bill that you can replace with any other dollar bill. So these are called NFTs, non-refundable tokens. All right. Again, that is digital assets. Now, it's like think like trading cards for a digital era. According to Good Morning, I think it was Good Morning America, there's just such a bubble with NFTs, and a lot of people are buying is this sort of this internet. It's a lot of different things going on here. I don't know, but basically, the young lady that I'm talking about, Roth and her dad, went through the process of getting the picture ready to be auctioned as an NFT. And when the auction finished, the picture from 2005 sold for the equivalent of nearly $500,000. Roth told the News and Observer she plans to use the money to pay off her college loans and donate to some charities. In March, the band Kings of Leon released its 8th studio album, When You See Yourself, as an NFT, ordering concert tickets along with some packages. NFL superstar Tom Brady is even creating his own NFT company, Autograph, which will provide collectible digital content featuring the 7-time Super Bowl champ. Disaster Girl is one of the many internet memes being sold for thousands. Others, like the man behind the viral Fire Festival dinner photo, are trying to auction off their images. Trevor DeHaas is hoping to collect upwards of $80,000 for a kidney transplant and his daily dialysis, according to Axios. This is quite interesting. So basically, this viral content has now taken on digital value. Isn't this wonderful? For especially when you think about the memes of people who are down and out, right? Like downtrodden people who they've made memes about, like the lady who was getting arrested. I don't know if you saw that meme. She was like, "You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job," or something she says, and it went viral. I mean, I'm sure that lady could have turned that into some digital currency and been set. And she looked like she needed that money, girl. Let me tell you. I ain't trying to shade, but I just put up my umbrella, okay? Hand over the sunscreen, okay? But so damn, this is really good news. I like this. I'm interested in learning more about NFTs. If you are interested in learning more about NFTs, again, this article came from abc7.com, but you can always Google the terminology that I've given you, which is NFT, non-fungible tokens, and that's spelled F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E tokens, which is part of the new craze to own digital assets such as music, photos, and in this case, memes. All right. Well, congratulations to you, Zoe Roth. I mean, you are a $500,000 heir right there. And all because of a photo that had no context And people just went to the dark side, I guess. All right, right. Okay, take care, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. We had fun, fun, fun. We always have fun. Me and Akiyana, we bring it to you how we feel that you might want to have it brought, right? Or like the, you know, we never want it to be where you're that meme that says, you ain't give what you said you're supposed to game. So you got to know, if you don't know that meme, the meme is hilarious. So we giving it the way it's supposed to be game, okay? So again, I'm Dawn Chanel. My co-host is Akiyana, and you are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiyana's Lip Smacking Podcast. You can find us at lipsmackingthepodcast.com for our shows. And we are available on Apple Podcasts and Google and Breaker and Stitcher and Spotify. So whichever way you like to listen to your podcast, you can find us there, okay? Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook as well. I'll be honest, I'm not the best at getting us up on social media for our podcast all the time, because I'm doing social media for other things and I really got to pay our baby more attention. So I'm so sorry. Akiyana gets on me about it all the time. I will get better. And but when you do go to our social media, you can see that we do put our time into it, and there is stuff for you to see there. So go give it some love and give us some comments and let us know that you're there and that you vibing with us. Thank you so much for sticking with us since 2019. Here we went through, you know, that blah, blah, blah year. And now we're at 2021 together having tons of fun. Again, thank you so much for everything. If you like what you heard, like I said before, spread the word. All right, I'm Dawn Chanel and I'm out. Take care, guys.